Sam Davis had an important choice to make. His decision would determine if he would live or be hung. The story of his decision and the legacy it left on this state and nation is this edition of The American Countryside. It was November of 1863, and Sam Davis, a member of the Confederate Army's Coleman Scouts, had avoided Union capture in order to return to his home in Smyrna, Tennessee. His mother had a special gift for her son.
She had acquired a Union overcoat, tried her best to dye it gray with walnut holes, kind of got it to a brownish color, and that's as good as it got before Sam got a hold of it. So he was wearing a Union overcoat when he was captured, and therefore the Union Army considered him a spy and not a scout because he was not in his Confederate uniform.
John Lodahl is director of the Sam Davis Home and Museum. He says it was late November of 1863 when Davis was stopped and questioned by Union soldiers.
As they started questioning him, he didn't have enough answers apparently, and they started searching his person and found some papers hidden in his boots.
Some of those papers could only have come from the Union's General Dodge. The penalty for being captured as a Confederate scout or spy was to be hung on the spot. Sam, though, was given time to see if he would hang others out to dry.
General Dodge, the Union general in charge there, gave him 3 days. He told him if Sam would tell him where he got his sources, that he would give him his horse, his sidearm, and a pass back to the Confederate lines.
On November 26, 1863, the night before he was to hang, Davis wrote to his mother.
Oh, how painful it is to write to you. I've got to die tomorrow morning, to be hung by the Federals. Mother, do not grieve for me. I must bid you goodbye forevermore.
Sam's famous last words from the gallows were, I'd rather give my life 1,000 times than to betray a friend.
In 1893, Confederate Veterans Magazine ran a story about Sam, and when subsequent articles appeared, he became a well-known hero of the war. Traveling the countryside in Smyrna, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCrae.